Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here, Father God, to come into your sanctuary. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for safe travels. Lord God, we thank you, God, that we have our right mind, Father. We thank you, Father God, for our food on our table, the clothes on our back, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for getting us throughout the day, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our family and our friends and our loved ones and everybody is okay, God. We just thank you. We thank you, Father God, for, Lord God, making a way out of no way, Father God, opening doors, shutting doors, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for looking out for us, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for being there for us. We thank you, Father God, for your word, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your encouragement, God. We thank you for that hug that you send our way. We thank you, Father God. Father God, for the words that you sent to us, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your help, Lord God, in times of trouble, God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you and we appreciate you, Father God, for everything that you do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we open up our heart right now, God, and we cast all our cares before you, Father God. God, we open up our heart, Father God, every concern that we have about us, Father God, our families, our loved ones, Father God, every concern that we have, Father God, about our children, Father God, every concern we have about what's going on in our home, Father God, every concern that we have, God, and we can't do nothing about it, God, we just lay it at your feet right now. We give it all to you, Father God, because there's nothing we can do, Father God. There is nothing, God, that we can do, Father God, and we, Lord God, need you, Father God. We need your help, Father God, to sort some things out, Lord God, to put some things in order, God, to regulate some things, Father God. God, we need your help, God, to tear down some strongholds and open some doors and close some doors, to pull some people out, Lord God. Or God, I'm asking you, Father God, to step in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Step into the heart, Father God. Step into the mind. Step into the situation, Father God. And God, Lord God, do what only you can do, Father God, is work that thing out for our good, Father God. God, there's only one thing you can do, Father God. And Father God, we ask, Lord God, for your help, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for your help in our families and Father God, to forgive, forgive ourselves, forgive others, God, to release the pain and the hurt, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and not hold on to this stuff, God, and not treasure it, Father God, but to release it unto you in the name of Jesus, God. We're asking for your help, God, not to hold any grudges, Lord God, not to hold any anger, resentment, and bitterness, Lord God, but to release it all unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking for your help, Lord God, to bring some stability in our minds and in our hearts, Lord God, that we're not wavering, being tossed to and fro about every wind and doctrine, Father God, but that we're steady and firm, Lord God, on a steady foundation in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to remove those things in our heart, Father God, that is not pleasing in your sight, Father God, that you remove that compromising spirit, that pride and the haughtiness in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you remove those things, Lord God. God, that has us all jealous and envious and coveting, God. God, any and everything else, Lord God, any hidden motives, Lord God. God, pointing the finger, blaming other people, Father God. All those things, Lord God, that we even don't even know about, Father God. We're asking, Father, you forgive us, God, and wash us and cleanse us, Father God, that we, God, can see clearly, Father God, that we can hear clearly, Father God. Father God, and that we can operate in the purpose and the plan that you have ordained us to operate in, Father God, and not lean into our own understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking for your help, Lord God. in these areas, Father God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, God, to order our steps on today, on tomorrow. God, that you will help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, even in our relationships, God, that we can communicate with one another, be on one accord, Father God, and not argue, fuss, and fight with one another, whether it's a friendship or marriage, Lord God, or whatever it may be. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, to remove that competitiveness and comparing ourselves one to another in the name of Jesus. God, seeking those things, Lord God, Father God, that we ought not seek. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. God, running after things, Lord God, that is old in the past, Father God. Help us to let it all go and walk into our future, Lord God. Walk into the, Lord God, the plans that you have ordained before the foundation of the world, God, that you already knew, Father God, that you had already set in order. Father God, give us a heart to accept those things, Father God. God, remove any illusions and delusions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any fantasies, any wishes, Father God, God, that are contrary to your word, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, God, help us to walk in the reality, God, that you have put in place, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Father God, God, remove every stronghold, tear down every wall, God, everything, God, that we are carrying, Father God, we're asking that you sever it, Father God. Sever it, Father God, from our hearts. Sever it from our legs, our arms. Father God, sever it from our minds, Father God, that it can no longer hinder us and hurt us in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, Father God, that you would help us, God, to forgive. Forgive those that hurt us. Forgive those, Lord God. Lord God, that have, Lord God, not been there, Lord God. Forgive ourselves. Forgive. Just forgive, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and not hold a grudge, Lord God, against one another, but God, give us a heart of forgiveness, Lord God, that, Father God, when we see the person, Lord God, that we can love them out of a pure heart, not expecting anything, not expecting anything, Lord, not even an apology. We just want them to love us, and we want them to be loved. So, God, I'm asking you, God, reconcile the relationships in the families, Father God. Bring them together once again. Lord God, heal the brokenness, Lord God, that has happened, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the bridges that was burned, Father God, rebuild them, Lord God. The walls, God, that were broken, rebuild them, Father God. Build up that family again. God, that they can come together, Lord God, and love on one another. Pray for one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking you, Lord, rebuild, Father God, that which was broken, however it was broken, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm asking you, Lord God, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we just bless you on today. We ask, Father God, that you remember our children as well, Lord. God, that you would save our children, Lord God. Let them not be deceived by what they see and what they hear, Father God. But help them, Father God, to follow after, Father God, the truth. Help them to come into the full knowledge of the truth. Help them, Father God, to come into you, Father God. Let them have an encounter with you, Father God. Father God, let them hear your voice. Let them, Father God, know, God, that you are God for them as well. They don't have to just look outward, Father God, and see it happening for others, but that you are their God and that you care about them too. Give them a heart, Father God, to accept your love as well. God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will bless, Lord God. Bless your people, Father God, as they continue, Lord God, throughout their week. Father God, help them, Father God, to make decisions, to make the right choices, to do the right things. Father God, let them, Father God, wait on you if they need to wait. God, seek your glorified face and get the knowledge from you, Father God, of what to do and how to do, what to say and what not to do. Father God, help us, Father God, to ask you, Father God, and wait for your answer. Father God, we just bless you on today, God, because because we know that you care. We know, Father God, you care, Father God, about everything that concerns us. So we're going to wait on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. So, Father God, we bless you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.